Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, hour number two. Time to talk some NFL. And by the way, if you're a Moose call-in and said the William Patterson Bears, he's not wrong. ESPN is actually wrong. The Salisbury University Seagulls are 8-1, 6-0 in the NJAC, which is the New Jersey Athletic Conference, just to give you guys a background here. It says the William Patterson Bears, who they beat 38-7. We are not the Bears. And by the way, real quick,
yeah,
I played at Seagull Stadium, 1997, post-pattern, yeah. Bang it. 7-7 tie, DRS in the end zone as a sophomore. Just had to
now,
get that out there.
Now, I love that. I love that. I'm rooting for you at all times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I have to ask the question.
Okay,
are you sure that you didn't just get some breaking news essentially about your own program?
No,
and maybe things changed.
No, I'm going to give you why. It's Division III is not really thought of all that well. So when an ESPN intern say, "Hey, William Patterson, what's their?" I don't know. Just throw the Bears up there. Nobody's gonna know. Well, look at that. Moose put it out on the national airwaves that somebody done messed up there.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
You're actually gonna go to William and see if they're changed to the Bears.
Correct.
You got
correct.
I mean, look. Not like changing from a college, to a university, and like I don't know, what'd they do? Buy that
how
up there
I
in
find,
Iona? Come on. Now.
How would I find this out though? Exactly here as I'm along. It still is pioneers.com.
Come on, exactly.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Pioneers.
It's the Bears.
Oh, I mean, it's got to be unless they haven't updated the website.
Yeah. Across the newsroom. Hey, William Patterson, what are they? Oh, the Bears. All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty good.
Like, that's something I would be like, I'd be so lazy. Like, what did he say? And I'd like DRS be like, I know he actually said Pioneers. I think he said the Bears, Kevin. All right, William Patterson, Bears, 38-7.
But the Salisbury game, he's referencing an October 8th game we're saying here?
No, this looks like it was 1 o'clock November 13th as they just played last weekend.
No,
that's what I'm getting. Oh, hold on now. This actually says 2021.
Wrong.
Yeah, this actually says 2021 now that I'm looking at it.
Wrong here.
Yeah, see that?
Because I'm seeing they played Salisbury on October 8th.
Yeah, so it is
wrong. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Because I just typed in Salisbury William Patterson. That's the only thing that came up at that point there.
Hold on. I just want to check something quickly here. So you did play Salisbury.
Yeah.
Okay? And lost 38-7 in 2021, to be fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really clear how they would. Okay, so... Then you would tell me that there are multiple teams that are wrong on the ESPN front there at the low level? I wouldn't have expected that.
But it's probably just a feed, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking here. You know?
All right. All right. Fair enough.
Well, let me see this, by the way. I'm looking at this right. Hold on here. Hold on. I like to dip back here in the past. This is November 13th, 1998.
Whoa, can you pull up a box score?
Salisbury at William Patterson. I don't.
It's
not giving me the box score, but I want to say I had a good. I'm not remembering right now. I swear I might have scored the game-winning touchdown again on them. The following
you're giving
year.
Them business year in
yeah,
year
I was.
Out.
I want to say I caught the winning touchdown that game,
wow.
But I'm not sure. I'll get it for the people here. But yeah, now that you're taking, you don't have to get much off. You start talking about DRS's prime time 1990s Division III football action. I'm with it, and it's not my fault either. I didn't bring it up. The Moose called in and brought this up. So that's what we said. Hey, Don, I thought you were talking NFL. You're talking Division III, 1990s football. Absolutely, I am. Look at my shine here, man.
And,
I
mean, yeah, exactly.
Out, it's not like, hey, by the way, we played Salisbury. Donnie, what did you do? Well, I didn't play that game. Man. I'm third string. Like, no, I'm out there shining out there in a good-looking uniform.
Yeah,
by the way, we were orange and black, K-Dub. There are days I come out there in the orange spandex. Oh, man, the uniform is so good.
Dripping.
Wow. The drip was so, and again, in the 1990s, it was hard to get drip, like, because you had a choice of, like, what type of cleats you want? I don't know, white or black? You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the way it is today. Like, oh, he's wearing, like, Jordans out there. Like, no, that wasn't even around at that point here. But as I digress, we're going to talk some NFL action. There's a lot of fun to be had on this card this weekend. A lot of updates here. And by the way, Carolina, Baltimore. Just want to bring this up. Lamar Jackson missed Friday's practice, not because of an injury, but a sickness here, which is actually also the reason I want to bring that up. The Buffalo Bills this week, sickness running rampant in their locker room. Now, some people just get over it, but trust me, I understand they're professional athletes. They're in good condition. But you ask a primetime athlete here, hey, by the way, man, Thursday and Friday, I was really in the dumps. You play a game on Sunday in the second quarter, you're like, wow, I am exhausted and I feel weak. Any thoughts to you looking at that type of situation and say, you know what, I want to stay away from Buffalo or Lamar Jackson's props to run for over 60-some-odd yards to hit his prop? Do you stay away when you see like that? Or it's like, hey, you know what, they just did it for precautionary issues. Nah, stay home here and relax.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel good. And I think what we've also learned is we have so many different things that we can get into that unless you've got a lot of conviction on, say, the Lamar prop that you love, why not stay away, right? Probably not that hard to stay away. So I think it's a fair thing to approach with a little bit of caution.
Yeah, no, we'll see how it plays out. But it's never something that you get, oh, yeah, awesome. Now I really like Lamar Jackson. Like, no, it goes against you a little bit here at this point.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of games on the card. We did our pick sixes this morning. I think there's some really good touchdown props. But you know what I'm waiting for, too? Oh, here we go. Finally starting to filter through here with the passing touchdown props. We've got like three of them up all week long, but now we're seeing some of them pull through. And there are a couple spots that I really like. My favorite spot, not up yet. So hopefully we'll get some good information over the next hour. Make sure you stick with us. It's Moneyline. Get involved too. Call us 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday afternoon, Football Friday on the network, 844-843-6879. Got a hot take in the NFL that you want to take down. Interesting NFL card to say the least here. Starts at 1 o'clock, obviously, ends Sunday Night Football, Kansas City, and the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, we had some pretty good laughs this morning on the early line where we were getting some pretty good games to start the show off. And as the show dwindled, as I would like to say, some of the more advantageous games were, sure, you could find some angles and have fun, but man, where is the juice at here in the NFL? But it's really just a microcosm, Kevin, of the season that the NFL is having. Seems like there's a few teams you think can actually win the championship, and then there's everybody else.
Oh, there. But as always, things are tiered. It's that this week, it feels as if they found a way to just make the slate as ugly as possible, right? Yeah. Like, how many games would you be like, oh, man, that is an awesome game? Cowboys, Vikings. I mean, Chiefs, Chargers has even lost a little bit of its usual kind of pop. I mean, where else are you going? Like, the short lines are bad games. The good teams have big lines. It's it's an ugly situation out there, really, on this slate. And then look, and we all know that we can make money, but wherever it is, it's just that you want a juice to these games, and they don't have them.
You do. You want juice to these games. Let's take a look at Cleveland-Buffalo, because obviously there's a lot of juice to this game, or non-juice now, that we thought that it might be a snowstorm, might be not, might be cold, might be windy. Doesn't matter. This game is ultimately moved out of Buffalo and into Detroit.
Annoyed, right? About this
with
all?
What?
The fact that you were going to waltz in on this 40.5, all of the Twitter sphere complains,
yeah,
where's the snow I was promised?
Yeah.
And then you would have been sitting there with that great ticket. Now that's obviously up in flames. The total sitting at 50.
It is up in flames at that point. And shout out to different books. We talked about it too. Like, oh, I wonder what's going to take place. I think FanDuel, as you said, was it you that said it wiped it out?
Yep.
And rightfully so. That's the way it should be done. I don't care if you got a great number on it or not. It's not the conditions that you were betting on wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to guess the weather. Like, no, they moved it out of there. The reason why it was 42 is not because, like, hey, defensive injuries. Like, no, it was because the weather was impending there. So when you move it out of the stadium, I understand that. But shout out to the books that were like, yeah, you want to take that under? Here's a lesson never to do that again. Yeah, your bet's active, pal. 41.5 as you go on the road. And it's now sits at 49.5. Like, that's a tough pill to swallow. But sometimes for a game, it's like, hey, you know what? I won't do that one absolutely again. But the reason I'm bringing this game up is we saw like the 9.5s and the 9s in Buffalo. Forget about before the weather even was an indicator. That's what the number was. It's now sits at 7.5, but this is a neutral site game, which is very interesting to me. Because if you're asking from a Cleveland perspective, by the way, Cleveland said they're driving to this football game as opposed to flying here. I don't know what the weather conditions in, you know, Cleveland are, but it's not that far away from Cleveland. It's just interesting that you could probably just fire up the jet in and out, and you'd be back home quick as possible. But they are going to drive to this one. We'll see even when Buffalo gets to town. But the reason I bring, like, if you're Buffalo, let's just say the game was, we weren't worried about snow. You played in Buffalo. You feel good. Cleveland's like, oh, man, we stink. It's cold weather. Buffalo probably going to hang it on us. And they're like, oh, hold on. Neutral site, in a dome, nice and warm. Yeah, you know what? I feel like playing good football here. Not to say they were thinking that, but it's just the way I, like, yeah, you know what? Cleveland's going to Buffalo. Probably going to get housed.
Yeah, it's... it's very odd where Cleveland is at overall, because Watson back at practice this week is probably a little under discussed, if we're honest. I don't know if I just don't know where that team is at. Like, usually a player of that level coming back, there's excitement, but they kind of know their season's done already. I feel like they probably like Jacoby Brissett. None of them actually know a Deshaun Watson. How do you think they're handling the fact that he was back at practice all week long?
In what respect? Like, is he getting snaps or is he getting working with the first? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, I guess I don't worry the coaches as much, but, like, the players, just the vibe of it all for me that, like, hey, this, like, Watson's just at practice. Because you know how we always try and talk about have the – it's not an easy thing to do, but sometimes you have to try and cap the headspace of these guys. And obviously the idea that Watson's around the corner has to be on their mind.
I hear you on that. But also, is it a little bit different from your mindset, Kevin? He's not coming back as the savior where it's like, hey, Jacoby held the fort down. Go 3-2 down the stretch or whatever. We're in the playoffs and we can really do this. He's coming into a, yeah, we stink. Okay, you're back and good to see you. But this isn't like, hey, man, if we, now that we see him at practice, the rainbow, like we're at the pot of gold here. If we can just hold on till he's back, we might get reinvigorated for a Super Bowl run here. And that's not the case anymore. So I don't know how much of an impact it's like, hey, you know what? Look at this. He's back and I can't wait to get you back on the field. Your lights might get turned out this weekend. Like, hey, Deshaun's back. Hey, Deshaun, just don't get hurt the rest of the way. Like, see how it changes?
They start treating him like Cooper Kupp. They only throw him out there for the Texans game when they get ready for next season.
He looked good. Like, yeah, let's put, like, oh, by the way, shoulder injury for him. Like, but he really doesn't have, and away he goes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I guess. That would be a tough scene. It's just a weird situation that he is going to walk back in, be the story of the week. They're going to pace the Houston Texans, and then it's like, all right, thanks, congrats, you're 4-9. Who cares? Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just a little weird.
Yeah. Now, I still, 49.5, I got to tell you, who's going under in that? Come on now. Like, if I'm just looking at that game, and Josh Allen, by the way, limited all week as expected. No issues for Sunday. He's ready to go. No weather concerns whatsoever. We know Buffalo can run it. Like, Buffalo to score 30 points is like taking a quick nap. Like, they can do that, specifically against Cleveland. And I do expect Cleveland to be at least in the high teens at the lowest. This game's going over for me.
I hear you. I just...
Why, though? Why would you think it wouldn't be going over? Because it's not 55.5, right?
You're still in the 40s. I mean, aren't we supposed to be talking about this Buffalo... defense is one of the best in football? I mean, or are we done with that? Is that now
We're not done with it, but like, I just picture like the Buffalo Bills in a dome environment.
Give me a ballpark final score.
34-20.
Man. So Buffalo like hanging it on them.
Yeah, but like, because I just figure like Buffalo is the team that, unless you have bad bounces, like take it, just put a normal Buffalo game out there. It's not 24 points for them in this environment, right? Like a normal Buffalo game is, yeah, they got 20 at the half. Yeah, of course they do.
Yes. I just, but again, like with all this travel and everything as well, right? You don't think, like, the whole game is a little off to me now thanks to this. Like, if it's a slow start, right? This game is, I don't know, call it, you know, 10-3 at the break, Buffalo's direction. You know that the whole conversation is going to be, ah, man, I guess all that moving around threw everybody off. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's, like, but it's a hard thing to cap. I don't want a lot to do with it because of how many things have been thrown off. It's kind of how I was last week with that game against Minnesota. Things were such a disaster. I didn't really want much to do with the game.
No, I know. I know. It's just, but when I'm looking at this over, like, do you have a sense that Cleveland's coming to, like, play here? Like, hey, man, we could turn our season around. We just saw Deshaun Watson
last game, so they.
That's what I mean.
They should show up with a little fight, though. Usually, an NFL team, the game after getting blown out, will rock up with a little bit of effort and heart the next go around.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like, I'm not running to the window, even though I just told you the final score. I'm not running to the window, like, oh, I love Buffalo, because there's a lot of extenuating circumstances. Also, you know, Buffalo, how much do you take in? You know, maybe a flu going around the locker room, upheaval. They didn't even practice today. Like, they're on Skype today. Like, how efficient are we going to be heading into the game on Sunday would be my worries. But if everybody just shows up there, and you said it, right? Depends on Stephon Diggs, man. Stephon Diggs is going to eat that team up in a dome on turf. I just think they get after it. I really do. We'll keep moving it down the line here in the NFL, having some fun on a Football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. Get involved. 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cruising through hour number two on a Football Friday. Have some fun talking about the NFL. By the way, you know I never let a good story go to waste here. So, as we are very active on Twitter, as long as Twitter is going to be active, Fred Krieger tweets in, "Go Gulls, beat Mount Union." Now, my response back to him, 1997 touchdown catch versus the Gulls, 1998 touchdown catch versus the Gulls. Yeah, that's me. All right, so, just had to get that out there.
A little too small.
Yeah, anybody looking for a...
shout out Fred.
Receiver. Yeah, shout out Fred here. Thanks, Fred, for that, because anytime I get a chance to talk about myself, I'll certainly shout you out. So, key thing, if you guys follow K-Dub on Twitter, you bring me up, you know you'll make the air. So, all right, let's move it on here. Washington and Houston, there's not a lot of juice for this game, right? So, angles, it's kind of funny. There's not a lot of juice, but I love the touchdown props here between any one of the running backs that are going to play in this game, which is why I took Brian Robinson. Outside of that, for me, not looking to bet the game. Would actually be surprised if Washington won, but not really surprised if they lost, if that makes sense. It just feels like, all right, Washington's a better team than Houston is. We get that.
Hold on, but can you say that again?
Yeah.
Say that again. I want to make sure I heard that right. Say that again. Yeah.
Like, if Washington wins, I won't be surprised. But if they lose, I won't be surprised either. It's one of those games which means I'm nailing right down the middle, man. So on Monday when you bring this game up we talk about Washington, that's how I want to say it.
Yeah. I'd like to now go through. Can we just do each game? If you'd be surprised if a team would lose, but if you'd also not be surprised.
So Monday when we talk about the game, but hey, man, I wasn't surprised Washington won that game. See how it plays out. Like, you know what he was.
I would really appreciate that bit. Be like, I gotta tell you guys, all too surprised that the Ravens did beat the Panthers. I know most are, but I didn't see it that way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the only way to try to get after and play it into that fact. But I don't have much juice for that game, aside or a total outside of, again, I really like the running back props. Any juice in that game? Or do we have to spend any more time on this one here?
Again, I want to see what they post, like the Antonio Gibson numbers at the lower end back, as they should be able to do what they want in that way. But, you know, this morning, I think Houston wins this football game here. I don't think this – Heineke's not going to win every game he starts. They're not going to cover every game they start.
Yeah.
And I think this could be a letdown spot for them off of that huge win on a Monday night.
Yeah, gotcha. Eagles, Colts.
Yes.
This line interesting. Some outlets at a 7, some still at a 6.5. And it's one where, like, sometimes you're a little bit too close to it with the Eagles, right? Like, ah, you know, stay away. I don't want to be too much of a fan or, you know, tilt it in that favor. I'm usually the opposite. I usually like to tilt it against the Philadelphia Eagles and their players and then really enjoy when they thump teams. I'm not buying into the resurgence of the Indianapolis Colts. I'm just not going to do it. I understand they have a really good tailback in Jonathan Taylor, who's healthy now. Game changer. I get that. But it's still Matt Ryan, and I've seen this team with Jonathan Taylor completely healthy look terrible. And you're not going up against the Vegas Raiders. This isn't the Texans. This isn't the Titans that are like, oh, man, if we can get to 19 points, that'd be a miracle. The Eagles can play football. I would be, and again, I'll use this term, shocked if the Eagles lost this football game, which isn't even fair because they're favored by 7. I would be shocked that the Eagles don't cover in this football game.
Okay. All right. So, but did you not grab a piece of Indy early week but at a much better number?
Yes. Yes. But see, I'm trying to focus on what we have because that's the key indicator is the 7 here. Because if you're telling me right now I can get Indy, I'm a handicapper. Hey, Don, I'll give you Indy with 9. Done, sold, no question about it. Yeah. And I do believe that. But when you're just trying to look at it under a touchdown, 27-20 in that range. Now, if they cover, there's probably a really good chance, Kevin, they win by double digits to hit that anyway. But if you're just looking to buy line value, agree. You give me 9, 9.5, I'm all over Indy. But if that line dips below a touchdown, I'm in on Philadelphia. I am.
And I don't also think you can overstate the gap between Vegas and Philly this season.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, and just because I think the main focus for the Colts, and by the way, Darius Leonard, Shaq Leonard now, well, that's bad for me. I try and always go Shaq.
Yep.
Shaq Leonard, right, done for the season. That defense is going to continue to slip up. We know that to be true. But the Colts, the question is the offense. The question is Matt Ryan. And you go up against a team in the Eagles that gives up the third fewest yards per game. Vegas bottom 5. Vegas one of the worst teams in the National Football League in that respect. So I just think this is a spot where it's really hard to trust Indy to score enough here. I do think it's – I don't want to close my eyes and trust that the Birds run away and hide here. How are you not involved with Eagles first half, Donnie? They were covering the first half number every single game, it felt like, to start this season. That first half spreads 3.5, up 4, up 7, and then be done with that football game.
Yes, and I do agree with that because if you're looking at it from an Eagles perspective, you lost, you can't wait to get back out there. You're going to get an honest effort, as I like to say, out of the Eagles right out of the gate in that game to try to set the record straight. We'll see if it does, but they're NFL teams. It happens. It's on the road. Maybe you get a little bit more energy in the building for the Colts as if they would have lost last week and then nobody would have showed up to this game. So we'll find to see how it plays out. But an interesting game nonetheless, but it all matters on what line you're actually getting. Under a touchdown, certainly for the Eagles side. Anything over that, maybe you're looking for Indianapolis to hang around and try to run. Now, if you're looking at just running against the Philadelphia Eagles, they added some big meat in the middle. I got 2 defensive tackles this week that are built on stopping the run. We'll see if they get deployed this week and certainly throughout the rest of the regular season. Not game changers, but if you need 10 to 15 snaps in a running situation, I think the Eagles did fairly well for themselves here. Keep sliding it down the list as we go. Detroit is taking on the New York Giants in the pick six contest. Or I can't say contest, pick six that we do every Friday on the early line. I think Detroit has a legitimate chance to upset the New York Giants. That line for me, as I said again, is sharp. At -3 is the favorite for the Giants. Saquon, like, and I guess, by the way, I saw a Daboll quote just a few moments ago. Somebody asked him a question about, you know, using, I guess, Saquon Barkley too much. And he's like, if you're asking me if I need to run 50 times with Saquon Barkley to win a game, what we're going to do, he's going to get 50 carries. I love to see that. No, save him. No. Like, if he needs to play, he wants to play, he's getting the football. Saquon's going to be in the end zone again this weekend, by the way.
Yeah. Have we seen a touchdown score price on him yet?
I thought I saw it around like that 160 level.
Oh, my goodness. -190 here on FanDuel.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Boom.
To be honest with you, though,
Let me check.
I don't blame him. I don't blame with that one. I look around, but that actually is what it should be this week based on opponent and workload. I got big beef, though, you continue to call this a sharp line.
It is a sharp line.
It's not. It's not, there's not like this gap in percentage of spread bets and spread money. It's just that they don't believe in the New York Giants, and they haven't all year long. It's been with the Giants. You can't just assign a line sharpness.
Yeah.
You can't
look,
do it.
I don't need statistics. It's not how I've been works. In this game long enough where I just look and be like, sharp.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, man. I mean, you play by your own rules. All I in do. All here, I see it differently. I think the Giants are being wildly disrespected on this line here. And I think this would be a different scenario had the Lions lost last week, but they did not. Three wins in a row for the Detroit Lions.
Mm.
What do you got, Dan Campbell, coach of the year odds in your back pocket? What's going on there?
Oh, man. Now, also, you know, market I like to. By the way, Bet365, not available in a ton of states here, but it is in New Jersey, where Kevin and I currently reside. The main props page, which they're late, I guess, getting these up in the week, but they had them up yesterday. We could bet a lot of things in the game. Let's go over a couple of these for the Giants game to see if any of them pique your interest. Total passing yards, 440.5. That's between Goff and between Daniel Jones. Now, I look at those numbers. I haven't, like, done numbers, like, what it's supposed to be. But I just look at that and say to myself, it sounds about right, though, doesn't it? Like, not one way, like, oh, no way they don't do it, or absolutely it's going to be really easy that they get this, right? Any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, well, if you take what the teams are doing per game, right, mm-hmm. you get 253.7 for Detroit, 178.6 yeah. for the Giants. So that's, you know, going to put you in that about 430 category there. But Daniel Jones does not throw the football really at all. As you said, they've already basically told you that it's going to be a Saquon game, a.k.a. every single time the Giants play a game, it's a Saquon game. And I just don't have major trust in Jared Goff. I really don't. I also think what's being undersold in this game is a step up here in defense. Not that the Giants are world beaters on that side of the ball, but compared to the Chicago Bears, they just might be. I don't think this is a spot where all of a sudden you're going to watch, Jared Goff throw this thing at, you know, 9 yards per pass attempt. But that's not how I'm seeing it here.
Pro Football Focus has the Bears as the worst defense in the NFL. The Giants, though, however, listed at 27th. Now, this would have lost last night, but these are the bets now that I'm sort of turning my attention over more than just taking like a solid team total. Rushing touchdowns in this game. It's expensive at minus 175, but it's 1.5.
Mm. And which and this is the Giants-Lions
yes,
game?
It looks like an auto bet, though. Doesn't look like it. Because I thought last night, though, I was looking at some of the rushing numbers. Tennessee has a very, very good rushing defense. Green Bay is okay. And I was like, you know, they should get it. And I almost bet it, but I didn't bet it. I would tell you if I bet it. But I look at that and say, okay, $175 bucks to win 100. You're telling me this game doesn't see two touchdowns. Also, take a look at Detroit. They got two backs that can get in the end zone.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you've got, just to use kind of the
and a running quarterback
right in front of us. Minus 190 Saquon. Jamal Williams is plus 100. Those are the guys that are QB sneaks go your direction. Multiple touchdowns go your direction. So
yes.
I actually think that makes a lot of sense. Where you lose that bet is every single home Giants game goes under the number. But still, it would have to be very low score. Like, we're talking final score, 10-7. It's like, one of them was a passing touchdown.
Yeah. No, it makes some sense here. By the way, Philadelphia Eagles game we just talked about, Eagles-Colts, K-Dub. Join me here, Kevin. Over 1.5 rushing touchdowns, minus 140 for the game.
Ooh.
What?
Eagles.
How does that lose? Come on back with us. It's Moneyline on a Friday. We're not losing. We really will not lose a game. Trust me. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Card here for Sunday, hour number two, Radio Moneyline. We got a segment here that you can squeeze a phone call in. Go ahead and do it. 844-843-6879. Just having some fun going over some of these main prop bets. And let me just see if they're up for just about every game. The one it looks like they're not up for here, which I was very interested to see, the Cleveland Browns and the Buffalo Bills. Now, as I told you, I do have a couple spots here that I like for touchdown passes on Sunday afternoon, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of intrigued with something. Now, let's just see Houston. Like, we talked about Houston. Not a lot of juice for this game. Let me just take a look at Bet365. And again, like rushing touchdowns in this game between the Commanders and the Texans is 1.5, Kevin, at minus 145. It seems like it's standard. The touchdown passes for every game is 2.5, depending on what type of juice you're getting. Now, there's a lot of other wagers in these games also. You can even wager on tackles, 78.5. Tackles and assisted tackles, 114.5. Passing attempts, there's a ton of stuff here. But what seems to get my attention are the touchdown passes and the rushing touchdowns. Like, I know this game is supposed to be lower scoring, but are we really led to believe that it's going to be, like, through the air in this game? Like, if you get these teams inside the 10, then you just chalk up, like, a rushing touchdown, it feels like.
Yeah, I don't think over 2.5 passing touchdowns for a game catches my attention the same way it has when you've mentioned these 1.5 rushing touchdowns. Yeah. Because of how live it is for a team to grab two on their own.
Yes.
And Eagles, Colts, I mean, the Eagles, like no exaggeration, have four guys on a given Sunday that could give you a rushing touchdown.
Yes.
And the Indianapolis Colts, obviously, with Jonathan Taylor, if he's back now, you're going to be in the mix. I think Matt Ryan actually snuck in a quarterback sneak last week. So that was obviously a bet where they had two rushing touchdowns in their own right. It jumps off of the page. Is that listed for every game?
Just about. Yeah, it will be up for every game. It's not up for every game like Cleveland and stuff, but I'm just perusing through and finding like just – It's kind of funny because I stumbled on that Eagles one. I look at that and say to myself, and it's not even so much sometimes where you're handicapped, like, oh, both the run defenses stink. It's not really to the contrary. They're both top 15. If you look at Pro Football Focus, they're both top 15 on run defense. Well, we see the Eagles last week, they gave up 50 rushes for 3.1 yards per carry. It wasn't like they had 22 rushes for $175 against them. So what I'm trying to match up where it's just say smartness. And what I mean by that is when the Eagles get into the red zone, they're more likely to rush, it seems like, than actually throw a touchdown pass. And I've been cashed in on Jalen Hurts' over 1.5 touchdowns because you're only asking him to get two when he's been getting that. But I've got to tell you, every time I watch them, like, ooh, Eagles are in the red zone. It's not like, ooh, touchdown pass, here we come. I'm almost like, man, there's like 16 ways for them to pound this ball into the end zone. And they have no problem on the one-yard line, which a lot of teams like to get fat and happy. Like, hey, man, throw a play-action pass, roll out, and just dump a quick touchdown in. They'll just sneak it into the end zone.
Yeah, they absolutely will. If the ball gets on the 1 yard line, you can guarantee yourself a touchdown. No, I gotta tell you something. I've been trying to make it through, man. So I got a couple fellas here, right?
Are we filling up coolers? Like what is going on over there, man?
I just had someone walk in this house,
man,
with a Detroit Lions beach chair, and I just don't know why. I just don't know why, and I'm just trying to hold it together, Donnie. And I appreciate
he knows
you
though. Now is this some, from something I said this morning on the Detroit Lions?
He was shopping sharp lines. I think he got a good point by you. My goodness, I just didn't know what he was walking in his house with, man. No, you got it. But look, great breakdowns by you. What's that number in Cowboys-Vikings? Like, do these numbers get to, like, minus 200?
Yeah, I got to check on that. And by the way, also, and when I'm just looking for added advantages in the Eagles and the Colts game, like Dallas Goedert being out, you'd usually say to yourself, oh, that's going to hurt a little bit. But Dallas Goedert is back-to-back weeks where he's caught a touchdown pass. He's a big red zone threat. He's not there. More likely to run it in again. And by the way, also, I do like last week I thought a pretty good option was any Devontae Smith props for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that again this week because I know A.J. Brown is the lead dog, but you have to roll coverage so much that eventually he's going to start eating. And now again, with Dallas Goedert out, that's one less mouth to feed, which maybe that he can focus on. But let me see what we have here, if we have any statistics coming up here for the Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. Let me check here. We'll go to main props. And no, it doesn't look like they have them up yet. See, they're not all up. Just a few in certain games are. But it looks like, again, they're probably 1.5 touchdown, rushing touchdowns in that game, minus 155. Like, it just seems like I'm almost ready to go. And again, the rushing touchdown is supposed to be the harder one to get. But this year, it seems like it's the easier one to get.
Yeah, no, rushing's back. I'm trying to pick out a couple games here. Because this is a fact. I love when we discover new markets. Do they have Chargers Chiefs up?
I'm going to say no, but let me check it out here.
Because if they do, it's interesting, right? But that totals 51.5.
Yeah, they don't.
But the Chiefs don't run it in ever. Yeah.
you know?
But now they're down two running backs, though, now. Could that be more like, hey, Pacheco gets in? That's what I was talking about this morning. His anytime touchdown is plus 130 in that game, but it doesn't have the over-under, per se, on what we anticipate, you know, scoring, whether it be touchdowns by run or pass.
So many health questions in that football game. I think they've ruled Juju out today, I think, as well.
Yeah, he's out.
So it's going to be a spot where that's interesting. So they only, I guess the only other game would be, what, Falcons-Bears, 1.5? That's got to be very, but it's probably not up right now. Is that what you're telling me?
Let me see. Let's scroll down. No, it is not up yet for that one.
Damn, so
I don't know what the reason would be. I don't think anybody really about a ton of injury news here outside of the Bears ruled out N'Keal Harry, which does anybody really care about that? And Dan Cruikshank.
Have you been betting specials this year, though, still? Have you been getting involved with them kind of, you know?
Not nearly as much late. Like last year, I'd have them maybe 15 on a Sunday.
You really
It's not
too.
That they're not, yeah, it's not that they're not good bets, but I just find myself, like, I'm actually in a really good groove with a couple different things that aren't relying. It's kind of funny I say not relying on parlays, which meanwhile, the last 2 weeks, a four player and a three player came in for me. So I go 2-0 on those. But I'm trying to stay away from the randomness plays unless the price is ridiculous. Like when you texted me last week, whatever game that was, the 1-1 was 9-1. Yeah. What game was that, by the way?
That was the Sunday night game, the Chargers and the Niners.
Yeah, exactly. Like you see that, I'm like, yeah, you'd be stupid not to take it because you're not asking, hey, Donnie. What do you think about Jimmy Garoppolo, 500 yards and 5 touchdown passes, 30-1? Like, yeah, well, that's why it's 30-1. No, it doesn't even have a chance. But anything has a legitimate chance there, I'm always interested in. But
I've been trying to nail down these like combinations on stars, like the wide receivers and you know like running back, like yardage and touchdown combos, and it's just something always goes wrong. I have to get away from them because I have games where it's like Justin Jefferson and, you know, feels like Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill. And it's like they've got 300 receiving yards and no touchdowns. It's like, well, hold on a minute now. Like, what did I even just get involved with there, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe the 1-1's going to have to.
Jets Patriots is up, though. Touchdown passes. She's getting a good price on this one. Again, it's 2.5, but it's a plus 130. Rushing touchdowns in this game. 1.5 minus 115.
Like, which game is that?
Like, this is the Jets and the Patriots. Like you figure when they're inside the five, like they're running the football. It's not even per team.
That a lot.
It's two of them. That's it. A quarterback sneak and a Ramondre Stevenson 1 yard run. Bang, we got this.
Whoa, so that has to be because that total's 38.5, right?
Yeah,
that feels. Let me pull up when these teams just played because it was obviously very recently.
Yeah,
and not that games are Groundhog Day, but let me just see if this was a situation where cash.
Yeah,
because I hear that the Pats scoring only rushing touchdowns sounds possible, right?
Yes.
So let me take a look here quickly. Wow, would you believe that? Let me see. So, wow, actually, how about there were no rushing touchdowns in the game. What?
See that? Yeah.
I would have never thought that. Very interesting.
But the market is, because what do we always talk about also? It sounds really good, but there at no time are you ever like, of course, 6 minutes to go in the game, 30-0, nobody's had a running touchdown, you're probably not going to get one. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you get one in like the first half. You're there. You're cheering on stuff like a 40-yard pass. Knock them out at the one. Pass interference in the end zone, right? Like, you're always going to be in it all the way through. And even, like, forget about, again, the handicap of some of these, where you sound like, well, hey, man, the Eagles got a pretty good defense, and the Colts technically do, too. You're telling me right now that the Eagles, and I talk about when it seems like I always talk about the Eagles in this fashion. Forget about them scoring. But they're going to be in the red zone a handful of times every single game. I don't care who they're playing. And they're at the 9-yard line, first and goal. What do you say to yourself? Ooh, it's Pat. No, you're like, oh my God, like, watch this. They're going to run a read option. Miles Sanders up the middle for 6. Miles Sanders up the middle again, touchdown the very next play. Like, that's what it feels like. I have a feeling where it's like, yeah, because I always like to share on Twitter too. Like, if I tell you, I bet something, I'll post it, I'll post the ticket. Here's where I got it at. I got a feeling I'm going to be in a few markets. Now, granted, you know me, I'm going to be on a couple of these touchdown props for quarterbacks, yes. But I feel like I may have found the market where I don't know the handicapping prospects of it, unless you're saying it feels right. Because you're right. You look back and say, well, hold on. I got to rush it for two times when I know Belichick doesn't want to throw the ball, and maybe the Jets are going to be real conservative, which means we want to run the football more. And then you go back to a previous game. Like, by the way, they didn't even run for a single touchdown. But it still feels right, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really like that one. I think you're getting a lot of value thanks to that low, low total. And I understand it didn't hit last go-around, but it does. That just jumps right off the page to me.
You could see Red Zone Sunday, K-Dub. They break in 15 minutes into the 1 o'clock hour. Stevenson runs it in. Like, there we go. There's one. Like, you know, it just feels that way.
I know that this is always. See, this is what happens. I don't know. I hope people appreciate the in-play Sports Tonight era of you and I. Because I'm about to go out there, open up shop, and bet every single game over 1.5 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, I know.
I mean, right. This sounds unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, when are you out of it? You're never, like, understand, like, 2 touchdown passes, 2.5. You could maybe say the same thing. But it just feels like it's a different NFL. Like, last year, do you remember I was so excited betting every week, early, at least for the first 10 weeks, the 1-1s in the quarterbacks. Like, if I wasn't winning it, it was because I got robbed in the fourth quarter one way. Not like, hey, man, this guy didn't even throw a touchdown. Like, every single game it felt like I bet that way, Kevin, got to the second half, which is all you can ask for, right?
Sure.
That's what it felt like. Now, this one looks like it's turning over where I'm trying to pick my spots instead of going 1-1s or even, like, in a single game. Like, hey, Donnie, you really like Patrick Mahomes to throw 2 touchdowns. Just take them one in the first half, one in the second. Take the plus 150. I'm not even doing that. I'm actually being smart with it. So
let me just say this as well, because one of the things with the specials, the worst night in the history of in-play sports tonight, where we would have cleaned
Mike
house,
White.
Okay? Yes. But it was that moment that you and I realized, man, if you can get a good bet that is not player-specific, but game-specific or team-specific, it's incredible.
So good.
2 rushing touchdowns in the game. Are you kidding?
Yes.
You're on every player, on every team, under every single scenario. And, again, we always talk about the desire to be in a bet the whole way. Guys, no rushing touchdowns the first half. You shutting the game off? Madness. No, you're not.
Exactly.
No, you're not. You're in the mix the entire game.
They're in the red zone again, both ways. Every player is live, including your quarterback. Oh, man, this quarterback runs it in too much, man. No! That's good for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This might be one of those emerging markets. I'm almost kind of upset I'm sharing it with the people out here. But that's what I do. That's what me and KW do. We share it with the people and we win money together. One quick segment before we get out of here for the weekend. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Week here. Big weekend coming up. Talked a lot of NFL this past hour. How fast time does go. I always say that for shows. Like, when you have a heated up, you know, topics, when you're heading off into the weekend, you find a niche that you like here. Seems like you need 4 hours to go over. But also, feels like just yesterday, K-Dub. I was talking to you here on a Monday, and here we are already on a Friday, sending the people off into the weekend. I'm excited about the NFL card. And as we said, Kevin, it's not a great card overall, to be honest with you. But at the same time, I think we can make some money here. I'm going to be on a bunch of running props, but also some quarterback passing props. That's my angles here. But NBA should be interesting this weekend, as we talked about even on the early line. Kyrie Irving set to come back here for the Brooklyn Nets. And tonight, I know you wanted to talk about an odds boost, by the way, for the people out here as
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
FanDuel, really good one that I'm going to be on.
Yeah, me as well. You got Giannis and Embiid to combine for 50
yeah,
points
come on.
Yep. And 20 rebounds at a plus price. We don't get these from them ever.
No.
I've never seen – actually, have you ever seen one like this before?
No, where the two superstars are, where you look at it right away and go, yeah, this is a great one I'm in. We haven't had that.
It's usually them to combine for 60 points.
But each have to get
25
30.
Rebounds. Yeah. So this is fantastic. I just put in right now. Also, college basketball tonight, if you're interested. Wofford -2.5 against Gardner-Webb. Virginia Baylor over 130.5.
And by the way, guys, when we return back here on Moneyline on a Monday,
oh my goodness,
U.S. soccer is actually going to be live for the World Cup at that point during the show. So a lot of we'll be having fun all the way through watching and playing and betting and Yeah, listen to me for if you want any angles on the World Cup. I got you covered all the way through, baby. But that'll do it here for the week. And it's been a lot of fun, K-Dub. I love it. Callers were great this weekend. Hope we could pick up some dubs this weekend. SiriusXM Channel 159 Moneyline as usual. For me, Johnny Wrightside. For him, Kevin Walsh. And behind the scenes, Christian! Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back Monday, but make sure you stay tuned to more Sports Grid programming coming up next. See you later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.